Hello, my name is Nakia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up some. Could you repeat, please?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am. I'm in Walker County, and I've tried their website, and they aren't taking any applications, so I'm wondering what I'm supposed to do next. My wife and I are both high risk, and we're both over 65, so I think we're eligible, but I don't know how to go about getting the vaccine.
Okay, so this is in regards to testing site, so hold on, that's a completely
different. Okay, I'm sorry, I called another number, and they gave me your number. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you are fine. Now, what I can do is I can place you on a waiting list for Walker County, as you stated. I don't know how long that'll take, but it's just basically pre-registration, which means that once appointments open up, you'll be contacted by the Walker County Health Department.
Okay. Do you have a number for the Walker County? I can't find it.
Unfortunately, there isn't a number.
Okay.
That
well,
I can
couldn't
see.
Find it.
May I have your age?
If you can't find it, I'm sure I can't.
So, I'm sorry, may I have your age?
My age? 68.
68. May I have the spelling of your first and last name?
Actually, I'm sorry, 67. I'll be 68 here shortly.
67.
John.
Okay, spell your first and last name for me.
J-O-H-N-S-H-A-W.
Want to get callback number for you?
Yes. 205-265-2274.
If you would like to include your email address, can you spell it out for me?
Okay. J-O-J-S. HAW@CHARTER.NET charter.net.
All right. Thank you for this information. I'm going to be everything back to you.
And
first and last name.
How long? I'm sorry?
I'm going to read everything back to you.
Oh, okay.
First and last name is J-O-H-N-S-H-A-W. Phone number is 205-265-2274. Email address is joj@charter.net. County is Walker. Age is 67. Is this correct?
Yes. Can you also register my wife?
All right. My moment. All right. Let me submit your information first.
Okay.
All right. Does your wife have the same phone number, last name, and email address?
Yes.
May I have her first name with the spelling?
Okay. It's J-O-S-P-H-E-N-E. That's her first name, Josephine, and Shaw, S-H-A-W.
Her age?
70.
So just confirm, first and last name is spelled J-A-S as in Sam,
no,
P
no,
as in...
J-O. Sorry, J-O.
J-O. S P H E N E
J O P H E N E. Yes.
J O P H E N E.
Yes, ma'am.
S H A W 205-265-2274. Email address is JOJSHW@charter.net.
Sorry, S H A W.
JOJSHAW at charter.net. County is Walker. Age is 70.
Yes.
Okay, you both have been placed on the pre-registration list. You all will be contacted once appointments become available.
Okay, do you have any idea when that might be?
Unfortunately, I do not have that information.
Okay. And there's no other way to try and contact them to see where we're at?
Unfortunately, there is, because all the counties at the moment are placing citizens on the same list.
Okay. Okay, and who am I speaking to this morning?
My name is Nakia.
Could you spell that, please?
N-A-K-I-E-A.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll wait a while, and if I haven't heard anything, I'll call back and ask again. Would this information that you put in today be available to someone if I called, say, a week from now?
Unfortunately, no, only because this is a pre-registration list only. We don't have access to the public health department system.
Okay. Okay. So basically, is there any other way for us to try and do something to obtain the vaccine?
Honestly, the only advice that I can provide you is just to remain patient and allow someone from the health department to get in contact with you.
Okay. Well, again, I appreciate your help this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.